insert question here. I'm David, and this time I am joined by the girl who's currently eating a breakfast of a sandwich and a cold drink. The cold morning hour. Why have you gone for a cold drink? It's Ella Vidrinska.
Hello.
And much like Garfield, she's not a morning person, but unlike Garfield, she's not ginger. It's Hattie Hughes.
Hi.
It's way too early.
It's really early.
You can hear the tiredness in that. We're not joined by someone else this week, which means all the more fun for you two. And to recap, as ever, a correct answer gets this. And an answer that's better than the one on the card gets this. So, your first answer is Snowdon.
What should you not climb in the winter with no hiking equipment? Personal experience, don't do it.
Why did you...
Life lesson.
I'd have ended that sentence after climb, if truth be told, but...
Why did you decide... See, you did all those things. You decided to climb Snowdon in winter with no hiking equipment.
Well, my dad did, and we were just dragged along for the ride.
I mean, it's in the nicest possible way, but like...
That's psychopathic.
Yeah, that's really moronic.
Do you know there's a train all the way to the top?
There is.
And it was closed. It was that cold.
Because there's a pipe. My knowledge of Snowdon, and I'd be very surprised if this is the question on the card. My mum and dad walked down Snowdon because there's like a pipe down the side of it, and they just walked down that.
I mean, that's
my knowledge of Snowdon.
It's another one of those multiple choice questions where your multiple choice is Everest, Snowdon or Ben Nevis.
Is it the highest mountain in the UK? No, it's not the UK. It's in Wales, England.
Yep, which is the
Wales
highest
is
Welsh...
in the UK.
No, because I was thinking Ben Nevis is actually the highest in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's higher than Snowdon.
Yeah, which is the highest Welsh mountain? Yeah, I suppose that is an odd question, given that only one of them is in Wales.
My auntie lives near the second highest in Wales, which is Cadair Idris.
Isn't he meant to be the new James Bond?
Ha ha! I'm going back to my sandwich. That was a really good bit of bacon there. Sorry, carry on.
Your next answer for good times, Pink Wedge, is the Kumars.
Oh! They lived at number 42!
No, that's not... Well, yes, but that's not...
Oh! Gareth Gates, Spirit in the Sky! Yes!
Okay, I'm just going to sit here and pretend I knew exactly what you were going on about.
I have no idea who the Kumars are. But they had a series. It came back, like, last year. But they did... Gareth Gates did a version of Spirit in the Sky. And they were in it. And then I saw Gareth Gates as Marius in Les Miserables.
Not geeky.
There were
at
words
all.
In that sentence. There were words in that sentence. I'm not sure they were all...
No, I feel like this is a different language.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, it was.
In
half
my
of
head.
It was French. Yeah, which TV comedy family sang Spirit in the Sky with Gareth Gates?
Such a good song.
It's a great song. Your next answer is pancakes.
What
is
I
Ella
eat
eating?
Less
no,
I really should eat less pancakes. I really should. It's terrible.
I mean, dare I say you should eat fewer pancakes? Mm. But...
Mm-hmm. I was such a, like, I took too much bite of a sandwich and so I couldn't correct the grammar. I'm sorry.
I should eat less pancakes. It should be fewer pancakes.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Because they're countable.
Mm-hmm.
I do chemistry.
It's fair.
It's not an excuse for not being able to speak the English language.
We count with numbers and we don't generally speak. I had 6 hours worth of exams where I did not have to write a word at all, like, other than my name and fill out the front of the paper. I didn't have to write a single word.
I just wrote your name in, like, binary. I'm taking this seriously, guys. I do chemistry. Who needs letters? Let's go.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
I have written in Wingdings before.
Of course you have. What are really yummy, but I won't eat unless I'm really in the mood for them?
You know what's kind of scary? Is that the question does have the word yummy in it.
You're kidding me.
No, it's what yummy food traditionally...
Oh, Shrove Tuesday.
...is served on Shrove Tuesday.
Can you flip them? Because I really can't, like, I get them stuck on the ceiling. I get them behind me.
At primary school, at certain points in the year, there would be, like, cooking demonstrations in assembly. So, like, every Christmas, Mrs. Small would make a Christmas pudding. And every, like...
Why?
Easter, I don't know why. But
why
I now
Christmas
know all,
pudding?
I know all the ingredients for Christmas pudding because of that, like, the assembly that happened every year for, like, 7 years in a row. But
the ingredients. You buy it from the shop, leave it in the cupboard because it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't like them. But I know what goes into it. But the point is, she would always do a pancake one. And I remember one time, the head teacher coming in and being like, hey, you always make the went, I'll do it this year. And he went to flip the pancake and completely missed it, and it landed on a reception child.
Wow. Do you know what the big question regarding pancakes is? Well, there are two. The first one is American or English. Well, not English, but do you know what I mean?
What's the difference?
I like them both. Americans are thicker ones and normally they've got topping inside them.
Oh, because I quite like...
Yeah, normally they've got the topping inside
them. I like the
them.
Dutch pancakes where they're like really thick and they're like... If you go to the pancake house at Centre Park, they're the pancakes you get.
I think they're American.
They're American.
Well, they're not. They're Dutch. But okay.
Those two have a nice intertwined history.
Or drop yeah. scone. That's another name for it as well.
Wait,
drop scone?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I've realised my pancake knowledge is lacking. So I'm going to refrain from this debate.
Okay, and the other question is topping.
Nutella.
It has to be Nutella for me.
I thought you just said Nutella. I was like, guys, I know I just refrained from the debate, but I can join in. If it's like the ones that my mum makes at home, sugar and orange... If I'm having an orange juice, yeah, not lemon.
Okay,
I have orange juice. But if I'm having like a savoury one at the pancake house, it's like I always have the same one. Go in to the restaurant, I'll sit down, I'll look at the menu, and I'll order the same thing that I've ordered for the past 15 years of my life, which is an all day breakfast pancake. And it's so thick. It comes with sausage and bacon and egg cooked into it.
That sounds too much.
It's so lovely.
Also,
I've just realised that you're one of those, like, as a child, you're one of those people that was, like, trying to be cool but still indie. It's like you did everything normal but then with a twist, like, orange juice and sugar.
That
actually sounds nice.
Mm.
I'm not a fan of lemon and sugar.
No, but orange and sugar is nice. But no, I wasn't cool in any way, shape or form. I'm still not, but I was even less so as a child.
Next question, your answer is horse.
Ooh.
Hattie's ears.
Your knowledge.
Prick up.
Ooh. This is exciting. I know something about this.
It's in arts and crafts.
Oh. That's pretty boring. Arts and crafts with a horse.
What is one thing that kids always try and draw and always do badly? No, that's not the answer.
Okay. I was about to say.
I'm trying to represent a third panellist here.
Rocking horse.
Trojan horse.
Yeah, less of that.
But... I mean, it is a literary figure, but not a Trojan
Black
horse.
Black Beauty. What?
How did you get a horse question right and I didn't?
Because I'm psychic.
Which animal starred in the book Black Beauty? Your next one we think it stands for something like Contemporary World.
It doesn't. It does not. Think it stands for Contemporary World.
Well, that would make a sciencey one make sense.
No, it wouldn't. Shut up, Saunders, you're wrong.
Well, definitely given this question, it's not science. Your answer is I
as in E-Y-E?
E-Y-E.
Which is the incorrect way to spell the pronoun I.
What category is this?
The green one that we don't know what it stands for, but...
It's to do with... It's like...
No, this isn't science at all.
It's natural world, but I don't know why it's a C on those ones.
Well, to be honest, for this one, I am going to call it contemporary world, because that will give you more of a clue than natural world will.
I was about to say, what's the window to the soul? But then I thought that was a bit deep.
That's a bit too deep for a kid's question.
That's deep. That's deep. That's real deep. It's too early for something that deep.
Am I going to have to dig myself out of this deep hole now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that quote from the Bible?
It's not that.
The eye of the needle.
Fitting a camel through the eye of the needle.
Yeah. It is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Although they're not sure whether the eye of a needle actually refers to a place in Jerusalem, because there is a place called the eye of a needle.
There is indeed.
No, this is something you'll find in London.
London Eye?
Yep. Try and phrase a question out of it.
What British attraction... features pods rotating around a giant wheel?
Even easier than that for a kid's question. What part of the body gives its name to a big wheel on the bank of the Thames?
Elbow.
Knee.
Sorry.
Nose.
The disapproving look we just got from David.
No, that wasn't disapproving. That was
very
what kind of tangent are you going off to?
It's like we're children. Then we just kind of had like a weird moment in the car.
It's almost as if this is the children's card.
We're so bad at the children's questions, could I just say that?
You were worse at the adult questions, but that's only to be expected because the questions are even weirder. Your final answer is Liverpool. in Games and Leisure.
Doesn't it really annoy you, the fact that in London there is a Liverpool Street Station?
No.
No, that really annoys me. I've really never thought about it.
It really
annoys me.
Doesn't
it annoy you that there's a Derby Road in Nottingham? Or a London Road in Nottingham?
Yeah, it does. Because it's very misleading. I know it ends up in that place.
Yeah, so that's why it's not misleading.
The thing is, it's a road, and therefore there are places along this road or train track, and therefore you shouldn't mislead me by calling it a name that is different to its location at all points along that track.
Yeah, but what if it was named after Mr. Liverpool?
I'd highly doubt it would be.
Liverpool Street.
Or Lord Liverpool.
Yeah, Lord of Liverpool, certainly not.
Oh, wouldn't you have loved to have been Lord Liverpool?
No.
Oh, just think of the power. Had all those spies.
He was the Prime Minister, wasn't he?
So in sport, in Games and Leisure, or Sports and Leisure,
what?
Liverpool.
From where does the accent come every time? No, wait, I need to phrase this correctly.
Yeah, phrase this correctly so we don't get complaints.
What accent do I use every time I say the word crumble?
That didn't sound Scouse.
No, but I was really trying not to. Every time I say crumble, I try and...
How do you say it normally?
Crumble.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That does sound
Scouse. It just came up as a child and it was
like... Can you just say a normal sentence with crumble in it?
Yeah, I can say crumble. I like some apple crumble. But it's just as a child, and I think my dad encouraged it. You just go,
sounds like it.
Apple crumble. Can't say anything else. Where's Blood Brothers set?
No.
Oh.
I can genuinely say that's like one of the weirdest things I've heard in my time.
What, where's been Blood a lot Brothers? Of weird...
No, the crumble thing.
There's been a lot of weird things from me, so... I'm a stranger. Do you want to retract your earlier statement that I was cool as a child?
Yeah, I completely retract that.
Don't blame you.
And this episode will now be called the Retraction Special.
Blood Brothers is a good play, by the way.
It is, it's really
never
good.
Seen it.
What did you study what? At school?
Languages.
Did you not do drama lessons?
Yeah,
do
until
it
about
English
year
GCSE
nine.
Now.
Do they?
Do they?
That's how I first came across it. It's a really good show.
What did I read?
It's very depressing.
Oh,
no,
really
I got
is.
Put off all literature after reading La Casa de Bernarda Alba, which is one of the worst, and The Cherry Orchard, but in Russian.
I'm not going to lie, the name was off-putting to me.
But Blood Brothers is a musical?
Yeah, but so why would you study
don't
it in English
advertise
literature?
Your show again.
What, Showtime, 6 no. or 7 p.m. Sunday
oh.
evenings?
Oh, I might just go cry.
I saw an opportunity and I took it.
I said, don't you dare. How is that setting her up? That's banning her from doing it.
Yeah, but you have no power.
I have the power.
I have power.
Yeah, she's a committee member. You're not.
I have free will. It's too early for this.
This is getting really deep.
See,
freedom
I was
thought
say,
and freedom of speech.
I was going to say, whose will and why are you having to free him? But
that would have been a very bad joke.
Yeah,
because then we'd have gone into whale jokes, and I'm not in the right mood for whale jokes.
But
will he or won't he?
That was terrible. Get out.
You know, there's
no.
A cat. My mum cannot watch Pirates of the Caribbean because she always expects them to shout fire at Will and for everyone to turn round and just shoot Will Turner.
I like
your
the logic
anecdotes
there.
Are getting weirder and weirder. And so's your laugh, but we'll leave that be.
Yeah, what even was that laugh? It's a whole new level of laugh.
Not sure if we caught that on mic, but if we did, that's going to be the new theme tune.
Well, yeah. What was the question?
The answer was Liverpool.
We're still on that. Okay.
I can't believe we're still there.
Is it about a football club?
It is about a football club.
Oh, I don't know anything.
What? Who's won the
it's
Premier
not about
League
Liverpool
four
football club.
Times? They've won 41
trophies. Most successful club in English history, I think.
Where is a stadium that's in Liverpool?
No, but think of their rivals.
Chelsea?
Manchester United.
No and no.
Okay.
Which city would you visit to see Everton play a home match?
I'm sorry, but do you know what? They remind me of Bounties. They're the same colour as Bounties. No one really likes them, but they're just always there.
Can I just point out, I don't know anything about sport, as I think it's been evidence on this podcast many times. I would have put money on Everton being in London.
Me too.
But...
just think
so,
Bounties.
For the second time this week, please don't complain, Scousers.
Crumble.
Oh my goodness. Just stop now, Ella. Just stop now.
This is where we usually record in an afternoon.
And at the end of that one, I don't think anyone gets the win, if truth be told. Do you think that's fair?
I think the listener should get it fair. If you've managed to get to this part of the show, congratulations.
You could have a bounty.
You get to hear this sound effect that we've never used. This sound effect that we've never used on the podcast before. Congratulations,
listeners.
Is
that what my laugh sounded like?
I'm not going to lie, it was less attractive than that.
Plasticky. Thank you guys for listening. That's been Insert Question Here. We'll see you next time.